thing. So it's just really a wide range of it. You never realize there was like ways to make money as a writer. But there are some ways, and we're...
writing and translating for top firms, publications, organizations, and government bodies, Naomi made the transition from contracting for others to running her own web-based business, including Mavenwall. Writing for the web is her current professional passion, and she spends much of her time writing content and managing other content writers. She also regularly writes about the life of a sperm entrepreneur on her blog, My Carnassa.
There was some handouts. If anyone didn't get one, they're going around. Did anyone not get one? Yeah, that one. Someone in the panel just said to me, I'm glad I'm not talking about what we're talking about. It's a controversial topic. So I'm going to start by making a few controversial statements. The first thing is I want to say that there's no excuse for any writer in the world right now to be saying, I don't have a project to work on. There's no excuse for any writer in the world to be saying, I've never been published. My name has never been in print. How I wish I could be published. There's no excuse for a writer to be saying, to not have a portfolio so big it doesn't fit on their CV of published articles. There's no excuse anymore. Why is this? Because of the internet, and because of the massive explosion of opportunities that this has created for us writers to get published. Now, I know that being on the web is not something that everybody wants to do, and I totally respect that, and if you're asking yourself those shilas now, I recommend you take them to whoever guides you on these issues. I'm not here to answer your shocking issues. I'm just going to tell you some information and open up that world to you a bit. Okay, so it used to be that, not so long ago, that the idea of getting your name in print was some sort of lofty idea, and there were these people that stood in the way of you getting your name out there, of many, many thousands of people reading your words. Those people were like the gatekeepers. They were publishers of books and magazines and newspapers, and they decided that they held a lot of power. And the writer was really a very very vulnerable party who really had to like kowtow to what they wanted and what they liked and what they thought would sell. And that situation is over because of the internet. And basically, there's a lot of opportunities out there now for writing and getting published. I separated them, if you look at the handout, into three kinds of content writing opportunities. The first one would be just freelance writing for various websites and what I call content farms. On a per article basis, this is a great way to get started. And
what is a content farm?
A content farm would be, there are many, many websites on the web which just have massive amounts of articles. And I can give you a few examples. There are so many that there's no point in me listing them all, but I'll give you examples, something like eHow or, help me out here, Twitter. Demand Studios is actually eHow. About.com, amazing. These sites, they just thrive on content. I'm going to talk about why later, okay. That's the first kind of gig you could get as a writer. The two and three sort of go together, I think, is regular freelance writing for regular clients, but you're a freelancer. And for example, you could have an arrangement with a client that you do a set number of hours or a set number of articles per month for them. Or writing for an employer, where you get hired by somebody to work either in their office or at home, but you're their employer on a salary, you get a must for it, and benefits. Okay, so it is absolutely essential, obviously, for me to say, because everybody here knows this, that when you write online, it can be very difficult to get paid well. The truth is that when you write for print, obviously, sometimes it's difficult to get paid as well, but writing online, it's like an epidemic of people wanting to pay like very, very low rates. Like, a dollar an hour even, or a dollar an article, or nothing. They might expect that the joy and glory of being published in their wonderful blog should be enough satisfaction for you, and should feed your family just the satisfaction of knowing that you're published there. That's really an epidemic. I'd say that's probably, those kind of jobs are maybe 95% of content writing jobs. That's the reality. And if you get into any writer's group, you will hear people complaining and going on and on about this and what's happening to the writer's profession. You could get involved in those discussions if you dare, because they sometimes get quite vicious. But I have to admit that from my perspective, I'm not really from that school. I believe that especially someone who's just starting out, who wants to build that big fat portfolio, should take whatever opportunity they can get. And if you're not working on anything else, there's no shame in writing a guest post for a well-respected blog, or working from content farms where there is some sort of compensation, such as a low per article rate, or they have like revenue share models. People actually do this seriously. I actually wrote 3 links to blogs written by women who go really in depth on how they love doing this and how they make a respectable living out of it. So I don't want to rule out anything. It's a good option for some people. But I'm not going to talk a lot about that. You can see that it says an in-depth info about making money writing content farm sites. So there's some blogs. They're fascinating. These women take it very seriously, making their living writing for these sites. Okay, I'm going to talk more about the other kinds of positions and opportunities. And if you hang around networking groups and professional lists and things like that, you'll see a lot of jobs like this advertised. The reason is because any company or organization that knows anything about marketing on the web knows that the most important thing about their marketing is that they've got to have a lot of good content on their website. That's what's going to get traffic. That's what's going to get people to return to their site. They become a valuable source of content. So they need people to write it. So every company and every organization has a need for content, for web content. So you see these ads a lot. And this is, I just did a brief survey, and these are the things that I saw they were often looking for. Okay, number one, they're looking for someone who's a good writer. And you've been talking about that all day, so I don't even go into that right now. We'll move on. They want someone who can speak with some sort of authority and enthusiasm about a particular topic, whatever it is that their website's about. Could be they're selling cameras, so they want you to know a bit about photography. Could be they're doing microbiology and they want you to have a PhD in microbiology, in which case that might not be everybody here. But very often their feel is not necessarily so technical or specialised. And anyone with a vague interest, if it doesn't turn you off completely, with a vague interest in photography could write authoritatively with a bit of research about the subject, just like any journalism, I guess. The next thing they mention often is basic SEO knowledge, search engine optimization, which is not rocket science. Because the kind of SEO they're talking about is what they call on-page SEO, which is something you can learn about very quickly, and it's just how to write the articles that use the keywords in the right places and things like that. It's not the other kind of SEO, which involves link building, and which is more of an expertise. Another thing they'll often mention is social media experience, things like how do you know how to use Facebook and Twitter, and not getting into any hashtag mindfulness here, sorry. But the reality is that a content writing job will often, they want you not just write for their blog or for their website, but to post their status updates on Facebook. There's a particular style that you have to write those that people like on Facebook or Twitter, and so they want to be able to do that. They also might say, like, they want you to know how to use the kind of platforms they use, the software, like if it's a blog, it might be WordPress or some sort of software that they use to run their website. That's not very hard to learn how to do. About as hard as learning how to use Microsoft Word. So if you've done that, you can do the other thing as well. And the other thing that they'll often mention is experience. They want to see your fat portfolio of things you've written online, lots and lots of links. Now, I mentioned that there's quite a lot of articles, a lot of opportunities posted for this kind of thing. But I should also mention that there is a ton of competition for a good paying content writing job. And I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that. It's like that with any writing job. So I just wanted to give you a few tips for how I think you can stand out from the crowd. Firstly, is networking, and I don't mean DAFCA just on writers' groups. Writers' groups are good, usually more for improving your skills and finding out the news that's going on in the industry. But any job, obviously, that's posted on a writers' group, there's 1,000 members in the writers' group, 999 people are going to apply for that job, and they're all writers, and it's going to be hard for you to stand out of the crowd, even if you're the best writer in the universe. So you shouldn't limit yourself to writers' groups. You're going to expand your horizons into all sorts of networking groups. It could be a Jewish-themed network group, or Jerusalem-themed, or an Israel-themed, or it could be a particular industry that you know a lot about or you have connections in. And the networking groups I mean are things like Yahoo groups and LinkedIn groups and conferences. There's going to be a conference next month, God willing, that I'm involved in planning in, which is for Jewish women professionals and entrepreneurs, the Kishore Conference. They had a conference last year, and God willing, it's going to be happening again next month. That kind of thing where you'd be mingling with people that just aren't writers, right? Other people who may need a writer. And also, when you do this, they might not come up to you and say, hey, I've got a job for you, right? But you might say, hey, that sounds like an interesting company. I bet they need a lot of web content. And you suggest it to them, and that's always the best way, like, because then they're like, yeah, actually, we do. And you're the only one applying. That's the situation. You're there. Another way that you can stand out from the crowd is by being outstanding at what you do and showing it. And I think the best way to do this, which any serious content writer, especially a freelancer who's going to be having to market themselves, is that they should have their own blog. And when I say a blog, I don't mean like a blog where you talk about like what you ate for breakfast and your troubles with your mother-in-law and that kind of thing, although that's all well and good. I mean a blog where you can sort of show that you'd be proud to show to a potential client and employer. And you could there are lots of ways to talk about how you start a blog, but just one example is you pick something that you feel that you can write about with some sort of authority and enthusiasm. Say you have a child with a particular special need. You could start a blog about that special need. You could talk about the latest research, the latest treatments, what you think about it, what your experience with that treatment is. That kind of blog is like incredibly valuable content. And as you're doing it, if you want anyone to read your blog, you're going to have to learn a little bit about SEO, how to write those posts so that the search engines find them. You're going to have to learn a little bit about social media networking. That's another great way to get found and to keep your visitors coming back. And you're going to have to learn, obviously, how to use the software if you're going to have a blog. And the reality is that a blog like that could, with time, become valuable in itself, a valuable asset, but that will take a lot of time and work. But it's for sure true. But the main thing it is that when it's such an incredible way to stand out from the crowd when people are looking for content writers is that you already have a web presence. You know what you're doing. You're standing out from the many other people who are dreaming of being writers and who are floundering around waiting for somebody to put their name in print. And you just did it already. And a blog like that can be read by tens of thousands of people. Blogs written by ordinary people. Aaron Paula here has an incredible blog that is read by tens of thousands of people all over the world. And she just writes about things that are close to her heart that she in particular is qualified to speak about. That's the amazing magic of the web, if you want to go there.
Wrap up now.
Okay, so I'm ready to wrap up. I just want to say that when I was really excited to hear Sarah Shapiro speak, and when she said that exercise about dreaming about thinking about what it is that you would like to write if no one was watching or reading, or I don't know, if you could. So I thought, my first thought was that I would write that how I know nothing about anything. And then she said the flip side, like, what would you write about? I guess I would write about how I know everything about everything. And then, of course, reality is neither of those are true, which is that I know a little bit about what I'm talking about, but the reality is there's so much more information out there, and there's so much, this is the mere tip of the iceberg when it comes to content writing. There's so much you can learn. It's an amazing world that I enjoy, and I'm just going to finish by saying that Esther mentioned that I run a website called Maybe More, and we've found, like so many other companies, that our blog is the most important part of our website, gets the traffic in. So we're expanding it hugely right now, and we're looking for writers on a freelance per project basis. And it's on the handout. There's lots. You'll get a handout. There's plenty going on. And I would say that if you came to me and you had all of those qualities that I just mentioned, I would so hire you on the spot, like before you could even open your mouth, to write an article for us. But if you're not quite there yet, I'm still willing to consider people who want to write articles for the Frum population, Frum women, and who want to do it in the style that I'm talking about now, in the web style, and are comfortable with going in that direction, even if you haven't gone that way yet so much. And we pay. We have an innovative way of paying. We pay on performance, which means we have a basic level of paying for someone who gets. I'm not going to discuss it here. It's freely available to anyone that contacts me. But the more popular your article is, the more you'll get paid, and that is how it should be on the web, because it's not like it's like being a bestseller, right? If you're a best-selling article, then we will reward you for being incredible. And the way to really do so well is to follow these things. I've